Welcome to today's Hearthstone. Let's talk Pella. I'm Andrew Schneider. Pella Middle School language arts teacher Joan Nickel joins us on today's program. Nickel was a finalist for the Iowa Teacher of the Year Award through the Iowa Department of Education.
And we are here with Joan Nickel, who is nominated as one of the top five teachers of the year here in the state of Iowa by the governor's office. A very intensive process, as I understand. First of all, what does it mean to be able to be recognized at that level and to know that not only was a state, but several people here were part of that nomination process?
The first thing that happens is here the students at the middle school wrote a letter of recommendation to the state. And for me, that was the highlight of the whole thing because the kids did it meant a lot to me. Their letter is really, really important to me. After that, you go through it. You write a series of things, mostly just talking about, you know, who you are as a teacher and things that you think are important. And so it involves a lot of reflection, thinking back on my 30 years of teaching, you know, why do I do what I do and what works and doesn't work and just the lessons I've learned from the 30 years of experience. And that goes into a process. And then there's a lot of waiting. And eventually they let you know and then you go in for a personal interview from there. And then they choose the top five and then you do the interview and then they choose the state teacher of the year.
Well, and as you mentioned, 3 decades of teaching, and as I understand, all of it here in Pella, or I guess what you know, how long have you been here in Pella? Give us a little bit of your background, I should say.
Absolutely. I actually started teaching in Oskaloosa, and I was there for about 5 years and took a little bit of time off of teaching to raise my children and then came back here. And I've been here in Pella for 25 years and as a reading specialist part of that time, but the majority of my time has been here working with middle school students.
And so what keeps you coming back at it then as a seventh grade English teacher? You're at a time with kids who are at a very confusing stage of their life, and obviously when it comes to their education, a big leap for them here in the Pella School District.
It is absolutely the kids that make me want to be here every single day. Middle school students have this, there is so much passion and purpose and energy that they bring every single day, and it's just such an interesting time in life that they are kind of moving from concrete thinking to abstract thinking, and so just to watch them start to figure out things like, who am I really? And that's probably one of my favorite things to do every day in my language arts curriculum. I have so much opportunity to help kids think about who am I and what might be my purpose in life. So I love those conversations. And there's just laughter every single day. And so it's not even work. It's just so much fun to be here. But definitely the kids. And then, of course, I work with just a team of people. It's humbling to even be recognized because what I know is every single person in our district, especially in this building at the Pella Middle School, every single teacher should be sitting right here doing this interview, too. So it makes it just for a great environment for us.
So when you think about then your philosophy in the classroom, especially when it comes to language arts and communications, you know, what do you hope to bring to that classroom and what do you hope students are getting out of that experience? So by the time they are out of Pella Middle School into the challenges of high school and even beyond, that they have that good base and foundation.
Definitely. Probably my top job is to be sure that they're effective communicators. So definitely the writing process is so huge, but we also work on speaking and listening. And I think probably the best way to approach almost everything that we do in the classroom is to be sure that there's so much real world application for the kids. They are exposed to so much more than most of us have ever been in our lifetime. They're just at a time where they have so much technology and global awareness that if it's not real to them, sometimes there's a little less engagement. So no matter what it is we're working on, they have to kind of understand that purpose and have a bigger picture to know why am I learning this? So I guess my philosophy is I love it when students say, why do I have to do this? Because I know exactly why we're doing it. And I love to be able to tell them why you need this too in the real world.
Well, and obviously now you've been around long enough to see kids who are not only going on to college, but are now becoming adults and maybe trying to become effective communicators to their own families. You know, now that you're at this point in your career, how rewarding is that to see kids who maybe took a lesson they learned in your class and be applying it? And you see them at a grocery store, you see them in the news somewhere making something awesome happen in their lives.
Well, because we're a small community, I mean, there are even professionals that in the medical profession. There are counselors in town that were my students. So interestingly enough, very often, just when I go about my daily life, I often have to work with past students, but they're no longer obviously my students, but helping me now with my life, which is, it's so rewarding as a teacher to know that it takes, you know, the whole army of us to get them there, but definitely I get to be a little tiny part of that every single day. So and to just see, even, you know, every once in a while, a student will follow me on Facebook and just catch up, you know, and I get to see that you have a family and a life. And amazingly enough, there's so many times when I have had a few years in between contact with students, when I touch base with them, what I saw in seventh grade, I almost could have guessed that was going to be life for them, because definitely we are who we are. But it is just fun. That's the great thing, I think, about small community education.
Once again, that was Pella Middle School teacher Joe Nickel. If you miss any of our Let's Talk programs, find them online daily at KNIAKBLS.com under podcast, and subscribe through Apple, Google, or Spotify to never miss an episode. That concludes today's Hearthstone Let's Talk Pella. Hearthstone, a ministry of Wesley Life, supporting the health, independence, and well-being of older adults in Pella.